It's Jeff Peel here. I'm at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona with Steve Subar, who's the founder and CEO of Open Kernel Labs. Steve, you have a view that the enterprise really needs to do something about this proliferation of personal and business devices. What does it need to do?
Well, there are three key issues, Jeff, around this macro trend for enterprise mobility. And a lot of the focus has been on security, which is how to secure the enterprise's applications, content, and services. But at the same time, there's concerns around privacy and freedom. An individual's personal privacy, to have complete unfettered access to use the device the way they're normally used to, and the freedom for enterprise IT to lock it down, but also the freedom for their individual employees to continue web surfing and downloading apps the way they're used to. So what enterprise IT needs to do are find solution to address these three key issues of security, privacy, and freedom.
Okay. But there's a virtualization component as well, which would you consider important? Perhaps you could, just in a few sentences, outline why virtualization is important for the enterprise and in terms of delivering some of these mobile-based solutions for the enterprise?
Sure. So today we've announced the newest in our suite of applications for mobile virtualization called Secure It Mobile Enterprise. And Secure It Mobile Enterprise provides a different way of implementing this enterprise mobility concept. So up to now, if you wanted to have business and personal use, you had business phone and personal use phone, and never the twain shall meet. What our mobile virtualization solution enables you to do is to have personal domain separated from the business domain, but on a single device. And mobile virtualization provides that capability by isolating and securing the two, one from the other, and giving you complete access to the way you'd want to use it in a business context and or a personal context on one single device rather than two.
Okay, and part of the problem at the minute is that some of the platform, the Android platform in particular, given the fact that there is this open marketplace for apps, is pretty insecure. Is there a momentum, do you believe, coming from the marketplace, from the enterprise marketplace, for this type of secure solution that embraces the consumer's own particular needs?
Yeah, absolutely, because added to the app store, the way we think of it for retailer consumers, is the enterprise app store. And I'd say that at Mobile World Congress 2012, we'll see enterprise app stores become even bigger than application app stores. And so the question is, how do those coexist on the same device? Mm. And so open app stores have all the usual kinds of problems with threats of malware and viruses. Those kind of attacks are well documented and only getting worse. But the sophistication of the devices and the software that you rely on to protect them is nothing yet compared to what enterprises have implemented on desktops and servers behind the corporate firewall. And so mobile virtualization, our secure mobile application, provides a way to enable the secure access on these devices. Even though you might have malware from some downloaded application running, you can be assured that your enterprise application is safe and sound.
Which enterprise, you mentioned that maybe next year at this show there might be a plethora of enterprise apps or app stores even. Which of the enterprise apps do you think are the ones that the enterprises are most focusing on in terms of mobilizing the workforce?
So CRM is a big one. Salesforce automation is a part of that. HR, manufacturing, access to databases for corporate information for mobile workers on the go. A lot of the focus there has been around applications, but maybe not enough thought's been given to processes. And so what we're seeing is that it's not just about enterprise app stores, but it's about enterprise processes, which are being made mobile as well. So, for example, being able to integrate with a purchasing system or a manufacturing system end-to-end, which would include manufacturing systems, inventory systems, and financial systems as well.
Okay. Well, ERP vendors, take note. Thanks very much indeed, Steve.